Dustin with Sacred Tree.
Hi, Dustin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Good.
Hi. I was following up with you. I know you said you wanted me to call you after you got home to update the card.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. See ya.
Sure.
What did you say the balance was?
It's for $299.
$299, okay, that's all right.
Uh-huh.
And this is, yeah, I think I'm going to cancel it, but, I mean, I can go ahead and give you a credit card to put on file to do the payment, the last payment I owe for. But I'm probably going to cancel it just because I haven't seen, a good amount of, people calling through there.
Okay, so I'll take the past due payment, and then I can cancel it right after. But I also want to run a couple of options by you. So for the new card, is it still the Alcovi way for the billing address or Alcovi?
Yeah, it'll still be the same billing address.
That makes it easy. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, one second. Let me figure out which one I'm going to use. One second.
Sure.
What's that? We'll go get it. One second. She's got to go get her purse out of the car.
Okay.
I'm going to actually use my wife's credit card. So it's going to be a different address on file. Can I give you different
sure,
address?
We'll start with that, and then she'll be back. Okay, so go ahead with the new billing address.
It's going to be 175 Lakeside Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Covington, Georgia also, but it's a different zip code, 30016.
Okay, so for billing, it's going to be 175 Lakeside Trail, Covington, Georgia, 30016?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is her name?
I'm pretty sure. Hey, which car is that address? That's on your mom's address? Oh, it's here. Godly. I'm sorry, I guess she's the wrong address. We just moved, man. We're all over the place. We just got to hide and know if she's using this address.
Oh.
Or
no
so
problem.
I got to give you our new address. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I don't mind. No, go ahead. No problem at all. So what's the new address?
55 East 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
No. Mansfield, Georgia, 30055.
Okay, so I'll read it back to you once I store it. So it is 55 East 3rd Avenue, Mansfield, Georgia, 30055?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it her name on the card or the business name or both?
Her name is going to be Sandra. Sandra G as in God, and that's her middle name. Not God, but,
That's funny. I thought you meant G as in God, not that that was her middle name, but that's funny.
And then Mendoza, it's her last name. She hasn't got it changed over yet.
No problem. Okay, so I have it updated for her information. And then the card number?
It's going to be 4147 0992 6679 8378.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 0327, and the security code is 195.
Okay. So, I have that updated, and I'll get your authorization. And then I want to give you some options. Number one, what you just paid has you paid in full till October 29th. So if you want to cancel it now, I can do it. But what I'm thinking is, since you just got a fresh batch of Facebook ads and, you know, another month of service, you might want to wait closer to the 29th to call in and cancel. Okay,
right.
So that's one option. Another option is, and we could start this for October payment if you wanted to, is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, starting that October 29th payment, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay? Now, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they want a more affordable option, because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads on if you wanted to.
Yeah. How do the Facebook ads work? Do I have any control of, like, how to post them? Because I want to start doing, like, some, like, I need to go on there and see, half the reason I think is probably I'm not updating pictures and stuff on there. I need to go up there and update some pictures and get some stuff rolling. I want to do some, like, you know, special ads as far as Facebook ads. Like, what, the ads that they're running are just, like, landscaping ads. I need some, like, just tree removal ads. How do I, do I have any control over that?
So what I'm going to do is I'll send a message over to that department, and I'll let them know that you want the ads to be more focused on tree removal rather than landscaping. And if you want them to reach out to you, they can. I can have them call you back within one business day. So that might be a really good move for you, just so that you get that ball rolling, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that's half the reason I'm not getting because, you know, there's a lot of other landscaping companies out there. I feel like there's not many tree removals, so I need to be focused more on that.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want us to update the main category to tree removal, we can do that, because right now your main category is landscaping, but, you know, we can use tree removal as a keyword. But like I said, if you want us to, you know, change the main category, we could do that too. One thing I think will help you tremendously is I'm looking at your Google listing right now, and you don't have any reviews on there yet. So I want to help you get a 5-star rating on Google, because that also will help you with your conversion and getting better results. Okay, so I just sent you an email, and it says learn how to get more reviews. So it's going to help you get that 5-star rating from some of your past and present clients. And once you get that, you're going to see much better results.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds great. 'Cause, yeah.
Yep.
I need to do more to get a better result. I think that's why I'm not getting a good result, is because I haven't done all the, you know, I need reviews and stuff like that.
I agree with you, Dustin. I always tell people that the more proactive you are on the account, the better results that you'll get. So I'm going to send the message over to modify the Facebook ads to also include tree removal, but I'll also send a message for them to call you. So we're actually at the end of our day. We close at 4 o'clock Pacific, which is in about 1 minute. So they'll be calling you tomorrow, and they can go over some specifics of revisions of ads. They can even show you how to go on your client dashboard and update pictures from your end. So I think that will be very insightful for you, especially since you want to be more proactive. So I'll send a message over to them, and like I said, they will be calling you within 1 business day.
Okay, great. All right, thanks, because I haven't even got on there and done anything, so I need to get on there and be more proactive.
Yep, and just a little head start for tomorrow when they call you is I'm going to send you a second email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. Once you log into that, you'll see some tabs at the top. Look at the one that says business info, and that's the tab that you're going to be able to go in and make updates from on your end. So you can kind of look at that tonight if you have time. I just sent you the email, but if not, they'll walk you through it tomorrow when they call you, okay?
All right. Appreciate
all
it.
Right. Well,
thanks for the help.
No problem. Okay, so I'll keep the account open since the next billing isn't until October 29th. So if between now and then you decide not to continue, just let us know, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.